Listen when you want, how you want. This is Tone FM.
Listen again.
Ladies and gentlemen, girls and boys, it's Sunday night, it's 7 o'clock, and live from Tone FM Towers in the middle of Taunton Town Centre, it's time for That's Entertainment, supported by Taunton Brewhouse, for live theatre, music, comedy, talks, workshops and more, visit tauntonbrewhouse.co.uk.
Native steaming. I like the island Manhattan.
I know you do.
Smoke on your pipe and put that in.
I like to be in America. Okay, by me in America. Everything free in America.
For a small fee in America.
And credit is so nice.
One look at us and they charge twice.
I have my own washing machine.
What will you have though to keep clean?
Skyscrapers bloom in America. Cadillac bloom in America. Industry boom in America.
Well, in a room in America.
Lots of new housing with more space.
Lots of doors slamming in our face.
I'll get a terrace apartment.
Better get rid of your accent.
Life can be bright in America.
If you can fight in America.
Life is all right in America.
If you're all white in America.
Here.
Well, it's one way to start the show, isn't it? That was, of course, America from the film version of West Side Story, a cast recording. Great movie, still worth a watch today. Well, welcome along. It is That's Entertainment with me, Patch Jobson, until 7 o'clock this evening. Lots on the way in tonight's show, but I'll tell you more about that after our triple play.
There's a clock on the wall and it's moving too slow. He's got hours to kill and a lifetime to go. And I'm holding my breath till I hear the last bell. Then I'm coming out hard and I'm giving him hell. Cause I'm a superstar and you don't even know it. In a Wonder Bra and you don't even know it. You're so blah blah and you don't even know it. That's all you are and you don't even know it. There's a blah blah and you don't even know it. To the promised land. And you won't understand. And you don't even know it. Cause you're my backing band. And you don't even know it. And it's the Jamie Show. And you don't even know it. And you're so slow. And you don't even know it. And you're kind of slow. And you don't even know it. And I'm go, go, go. And you don't even know it.
Just great songs for the county town.
Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM.
never fool myself that my dreams will come true. Being used to trouble, I anticipated, but all the same I hate it.
Tone FM.
Are you a lover of the performing arts? Taunton Brewhouse is the place to be. Our exceptional lineup of events includes world-class comedy, classic drama, and live music performances by renowned artists. You'll be enchanted by the talent on stage, and with our bar and regular food offerings, you can make a night of it. We take pride in the quality of our shows, and our state-of-the-art facilities make every seat the best seat in the house. Experience the magic of live performance for yourself and book your tickets now at tauntonbrewhouse.co.uk or call the box office on 01823 283 244.
Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM.
It is the cast of Hairspray and Good Morning Baltimore. Rounding off our triple play before that, you had Another Suitcase in Another Hall, and we kickstarted with Everybody Is Talking About Jamie and that track, Don't Even Know It. Right, so what have we got coming up for you on what is a rather busy show this evening? Well, on the way in a few moments' time, we're going to have your show of the week. We've also got your movie soundtrack of the week as well, and also, and rather fittingly, we're going to be talking to the Taunton Show Choir later on in the show as well to find out a little bit more about what they're up to at the Tacky Morris and a forthcoming show. It's all on the way between now and the end of the hour, so stay with me to find out a little bit more.
Have you ever imagined what it'd be like to take off and never look back?
Only every hour of every day.
What's stopping us? We'll join a caravan tonight. Count on the stars to be our guides. We'll simply vanish out of sight. Go where the desert road decides. There won't be any obligations.
Our fathers to obey.
'Cause we'll be a million miles away. Leave everything behind. When you choose to lose yourself, who knows what you might find. And once the journey's done, you'll have some faith in me. After a million miles or so, we might feel like we're free.
Maybe we'll travel on the sea.
I'll tend the sails and you can steer.
Watch the waves roll on endlessly.
And the horizon disappear.
We'll leave our thoughts about the future till some future day.
'Cause we'll dream of knowing.
A million miles away.
We'll never turn back. We'll just keep on going. Vanishing from view. Becoming someone new. We'll be a million miles away. Leave everything behind. When you choose to lose yourself, who knows what you might find.
Adam Jacobs and Courtney Reed from a recent version of Aladdin with A Million Miles Away. Okay, it is that time for us to now delve in to our show of the week. And this week, well, we're going back into the creative mind of a certain Mr. Andrew Lloyd Webber, who had a little bit of help from a certain Tim Rice. Now, this show originally launched in 1972. It is due to come back to the UK for a UK tour in 2025. However, it actually launched at the Edinburgh Festival, believe it or not. It went on to have an incredible run. It has been seen by thousands of people over the years. And one of the people who has taken the lead role was none other than Jason Donovan. Our show for this week is Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat. still stands up today without any shadow of a doubt. And yes, I did say it is coming back in 2025 to the UK. It's currently touring New Zealand, but that was Any Dream Will Do from Jason Donovan and Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat. Keep your eyes open. Grab your tickets for next year when it returns. On the way next, we got your community notice board, and then we're going to be catching up with the Taunton Show Choir to find out a little bit more about what they've been up to at the Tacky Morris and a brand new show which is heading to Taunton later this year.
Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM.
Hello, it's Rhys here. Let's have a look at what's going on in and around the county town with this edition of the Community Notice Board. First up, the Taunton Prep School Mighty Marathon, starting on the 3rd of May. Get ready for 24 hours of non-stop action as staff, students and parents push their limits by running on treadmills and cycling to Wiverliscombe Pool for an overnight swim relay. All donations for the event will be going towards the Brain Tumour Charity, Alzheimer's Research UK and the Barnaby Webber Foundation. If you would like to donate, head on over to Taunton Prep School's Facebook page. Next, over in Stogumber, there are going to be about 12 beautiful gardens being open to the public, along with fabulous food on offer. This is to raise money for charity as well, and tickets are just £10, which covers both days of the events, which is the 15th of June and the 16th. To find out more, look up stogumber.org.uk. Finally, Priorswood Community Centre is hosting a Spring Bazaar on Friday the 10th of May from 10am until 4pm with all sorts on sale from books to refreshments to raffles. To find out more, call 01823 353 643. That's 01823 353 643 or email lisa@priorswoodcommunitycentre.co.uk. That's lisa@priorswoodcommunitycentre.co.uk. And that is all for this edition of the Community Notice Board. But do remember that if you want to submit your event, send the details over to noticeboard@tonefm.co.uk. That's noticeboard@tonefm.co.uk.
Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM.
Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM.
Looking for a fun night with your family and friends? Join us at Taunton Brewhouse. Our theatre programme is full of entertaining and exciting events for all ages, from captivating plays to electrifying gigs. Not only that, but we also host exclusive film screenings, and our workshops offer great learning opportunities for all. Our warm and inviting atmosphere ensures a comfortable and enjoyable experience for everyone. So gather your loved ones and head over to Taunton Brewhouse. Get your tickets today at tauntonbrewhouse.co.uk or call the box office on 01823 283 244.
Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM.
Live and local from the county town, online, on the app and on your smart speaker. It is Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM, and it is Patch Jobson here with you. Now, we all know that many of us are not shy of liking a show tune or two. And if that's you, there could be something that you might want to get involved with, because there is a brand new choir coming together in Taunton. It's called the Taunton Show Choir, and joining me now is Alice Keane, who's the choir director, to tell us a little bit more about this. Hello, Alice.
Hello.
How are you today? You're right.
I'm good, thank you very much. I had a lovely rehearsal last night, so I've been on a bit of a buzz all day today.
That sounds amazing. Now, tell us a little bit more about this, the Taunton Show Choir. Where did it come from, and what do you guys get up to?
So there's been a show choir at the Tacky Morris in the past. It had fallen apart due to COVID and various other reasons. And so they were asking if there was anyone that'd be interested in taking it on. I've been running choirs since I was 18. And unfortunately, my last choir also fell apart due to COVID. I've had two kids since and that sort of thing. And so when I saw they were interested in starting up, I thought, yes, that's definitely the opportunity for me. I love show music and show tunes. And yeah, if I'm not dreaming about it or singing in the car, are. I'm planning out shows in my head and that sort of thing. So yeah, I put myself forward and I was luckily accepted to take on the task, and we've been running since September. We're building up a lovely little group, and the noise that they're making is absolutely wonderful. We're working our way through lots of different pieces. We're in the process of aiming towards a show which will be a sort of trot through the musicals through the ages. So we're starting back with a bit of Oklahoma and that kind of thing back right at the beginning, and working our way through to more modern pieces as well. So it's really good fun.
It sounds like this could be a huge amount of fun. And tell us more about where you've got your current members from, and how do they get to you? What draws them in?
So most of the people that have joined us so far are, they heard about us through Facebook, through various adverts and things that we've put out and about, or they are already members of the Tacky Morris Arts Centre. I've had a few that I've snuck away from various other groups there, I believe, that have come to join mine instead of doing previous classes. A bit naughty, but never mind. And there's a couple of people that I know from previous choirs as well. My mum even comes along and does a lovely job as well now. She's happily plodding our way through in the soprano line. So, we're a bit of a mix, and we've got a nice wide range of ages as well.
It sounds brilliant. Now, we've all got our favourite musicals one way or another. I'm a little bit partial to a bit of Rocky and a little bit of Hamilton. People to get involved with this, do they need any experience, or can they just come along and get involved?
None at all. As long as you want to sing, then that's all you need to do. And you don't even need to be able to sing. Just have a want to sing is fine by me. I'm a true believer of anybody can sing with a little bit of help. So most choirs, I'm a little bit different from most choirs. A lot of people have, there's somebody that leads, there'll be someone playing the piano in the corner and they get given the words or a bit of sheet music. We do work off of sheet music. You don't need to be able to read sheet music at all. I read it to an extent, but I can't sight read or anything like that. I use it when we're going up, when we're coming down, whose turn it is for the lyrics, that sort of thing. And I can help teach basics of reading sheet music and that sort of thing, just so that you know where you are and not getting lost. But I have a rather special computer program that I use that I plug all the music into, and it then sings it back to us. So we learn by singing along with the computer generation, and it does a piano line and everything for us, and we use backing tracks. We've got some wonderful, really, really good backing tracks that we use. And then that means that I can also email out to all of our members tracks that they can then go and listen and sing along at home. So lots of people I know in the past have popped it on a CD and then popped it in their radio at home in the kitchen while they're cooking dinner. They stick it on a memory stick and plug it into the car, or have it on their phone so that they can be practicing wherever they go and learning their parts as they go. You don't need to have any experience at all. There's no audition, there's no sight reading, there's no testing, there's nothing like that at all. Just come along and have a good time.
It sounds like a real opportunity to just come along and have fun and indulge that love and that passion for all things that are show tune orientated. Now,
exactly.
You, as you said, you know, you're looking at, you know, a whole plethora of tracks from a whole host of shows over the years. How do you choose them? Do you choose them as a team? Do you pick up certain tracks? Are there certain songs that are on a wish list that you want to do?
So I have a Spotify list that I go off of at the moment, where I put in all sorts of ideas, and the members can, if they would like to and have Spotify, can look at it and have a listen and see what might be coming up. This concert is, like I say, it's going to be a bit of a mix. So I'm taking suggestions from the groups. I'm giving them a list of things that I've come up with as an idea, and they're saying, oh yeah, we like the sound of that. Not sure on that. Well, maybe we'll give it a go and see what happens. And so it's a collaborative effort, but I'm leading the way kind of slightly. But in the past, I've done shows that have more of a theme. So I've designed one that was to do with the space landings. We had one for VE Day, and we were doing all sorts of songs from those ages, as if we were having a street party in an air raid shelter. We had a show where we went around the world on an aeroplane with a stage built in, and it was all songs from around the world of musicals and that kind of thing as well. So sometimes they have more of a theme of what we're aiming for, and sometimes, like with this set, we're having a good trot around all the different bits, and which makes it quite nice, because I've got people that are more traditionalists and know the older musicals that are now discovering things that they might not have heard before or shown any interest in. There's been several songs that we've done where members of the group have gone, oh, I've heard of the musical and I wasn't fussed on watching it, but that song is lovely and would never have known it existed without us having a go at singing it. And then the same in reverse. I've got people that know all of the more modern stuff but haven't necessarily looked at the older stuff and actually are realizing that some of those songs are absolutely fantastic too.
It must be a great way for your members to also, you know, socialise and extend their friend groups as well. And also, as you just said, you know, unfortunately, choirs like this were affected by COVID. And it must be a way now for people to come back together and join in with their community.
Yeah, definitely. There's a huge sense of community. I think these days that it's very easy to become insular and not necessarily contact people in the real world, as it were. Whereas going to a choir, and even if they're people you've never met before, you will very quickly find a common interest, especially with a show choir, because everybody there loves a musical. Even just discussing your musicals, you're going to find a lot of common interest. And I've seen across the years of doing choirs, friendship groups develop and blossom, and it's been lovely to watch of all ages. Again, I've got some very close friends that I still meet up with and see from previous choirs that I would never have known without that opportunity. And yeah, it's just a wonderful way of finding a new group of people that you're going to get on with and have a lovely time once a week. And yeah, it's really good fun.
Now, we're going to come on to I Know What Is a Favourite Piece of Music of Your Current Choir. But if people are listening today and they want to get in touch and they want to come along and get involved, what's the best way of them making contact with you?
So you can either visit the Tacky Morris Arts Centre website and look on the adult classes, and you'll find the Taunton Show Choir listed there. And that's where you can either email them and they'll send you some more info, or you can book through there as well. Or if you are on Facebook, you can find us at Taunton Show Choir. I have put all the information on there. I pop up every Thursday afternoon around 5 o'clock-ish. I'm attempting to do a live video of a little vocal warm-up, so you can come on a bit early before rehearsals. And even if you're not part of the choir, you're more than welcome to come and have a go at the vocal warm-ups. So I shall be doing them from wherever I happen to find myself at 5 o'clock each Thursday, which with my standard job can vary quite often. So there'll be some fun tongue twisters and things in there as well. So that's all on Facebook, on our Facebook page, and you can message me through that and I can send you information about what's going on and how to come and join us. We're every Thursday at 7 o'clock to 8:30 at the Tacky Morris Arts Centre.
I think there's going to be many people heading in your direction, because let's be honest, we all do like the odd show tune every now and then, don't we? Now, obviously, I think we'll probably catch up again before you get to do your big show this summer. But I also know you've got a favourite, or well, you're currently working on a favourite piece of music. So if you want to tell us what that is, then we'll play out with that for you, Alice.
So it was very hard to pick, because we've got a lot of songs that the choir are hugely enjoying at the moment. But I think my favourite and one of theirs at the moment is Little Shop of Horrors. We're having a great bash for that one.
Sounds like a plan. Alice, it's been a pleasure. We wish you all the very best, and we shall leave you.
Thank you.
With this from the Little Shop of Horrors.
Little shop of horrors, watch 'em drop.
I would say that was a great choice to play out with. And a big thanks to Taunton Show Choir there for this evening's interview. For more information, just head over to the Tacky Morris's website. Right, onwards we go. We do have to squeeze in, of course, our movie soundtrack. And that is what's on the way next. Right, where are we heading off to today? If you're sitting comfortably in the big reclining red chair, we will take the curtains back, we will raise the safety screen, and we shall roll the trailers. Because today, for our movie soundtrack, we're taking you back to 1997. Any ideas? No, you're still pondering? Right, this will give it away in a few minutes' time. So the movie in question for today actually ran for 195 minutes and it was released on November the 1st in Tokyo in 1997. That was shortly followed on December the 19th in the United States. Now, the budget for this movie to be produced was somewhat staggering at $200 million. That was the production budget. However, it went on to rake in $2.2 billion at the box office. So I would say if you put your money down on this, it was a fairly good bet, to say the least. It was actually produced in conjunction with Paramount Pictures, 20th Century Fox, and Lightstorm Entertainment. It had a fantastic cast, and it was produced by John Lando and written and directed by a certain James Cameron. Have I now given it away? I think I probably have. The cast included legends including Bill Paxton, David Warner, Jonathan Hyde, Bernard Hill, Francis Fisher, Kathy Bates, who was amazing in this, Billy Zane, Kate Winslet, and Leonardo DiCaprio. We are, of course, talking about Titanic, and yes, it means we've got to play that theme tune from Celine Dion. It was accompanied by a full score from James Horner. And I think she can sing a note or two. That was Celine Dion and My Heart Will Go On, the theme from, of course, the 1997 version of Titanic. Right, that's about it from me for this evening. It's flown past. I'll say a big thank you to the Taunton Show Choir for joining us this evening as well. You can rehear that interview as well on the Community Connection this coming Tuesday from about 10:30 in the morning. But I'm going to leave you with another track from Beauty and the Beast. Until next Sunday, look after yourself, stay safe, and I'll see you then. Take care.
Ma chère mademoiselle, it is with deepest pride and greatest pleasure that we welcome you tonight. And now, we invite you to relax. Let us pull up a chair as the dining room proudly presents. Your dinner. Be our guest, be our guest. Put our service to the test. Tie your napkin round your neck, sherry, and we'll provide the rest. Soup du jour, hot hors d'oeuvre, why we only live to serve. Try the grey stuff, it's delicious. Don't believe me, ask the dishes. They can sing, they can dance. After all, miss, this is France. And a dinner here is never second best. Go on, unfold your menu. Take a glance and then you be our guest. We are guest. Be our guest. Beef ragu, cheese souffle, pie and pudding, au flambé. We'll prepare and serve with flair a culinary cabaret. You're alone and you're scared, but the banquet's all prepared. No one's gloomy or complaining while the flatware's entertaining. We tell jokes, I do tricks with my fellow candlesticks.
And it's all in perfect taste, magic and best.
Come on and lift your glass. You've won your own free pass to be our guest. If you're stressed, it's fine dining we suggest. Be our guest. Life is so unnerving for a servant who's not serving. He's not whole without a soul to wait upon. Ah, those good old days when we were useful, hey, Cogsworth. Suddenly those good old days are gone. Too long we've been resting, needing so much more than dusting. Needing exercise, a chance to use our skills. Most days we just lay around the castle. Flabby, fat and lazy, you walked in and oops-a-daisy.
It's a guest, sakes alive, well I'll be blessed. Wine's been poured and thank the Lord I've had the napkins freshly pressed. With dessert, she'll want tea, and my dear, that's fine with me. While the cups do their soft chewing, I'll be bubbling, I'll be brewing.
She's our guest.
She's our guest.
She's our guest.
She's our guest.
Join me, Giles Cosgrove, every Wednesday evening from 7 for The Alternative Show, playing the tracks you know and the tracks you don't, introducing you to the very best in new and alternative music. We'll have an album of the week, there'll be a gig guide, music news and vinyl revival, and we'll have the spotlight on a new band or artist. It's like the very best grassroots music venue blasted straight to your radio. So do join me every Wednesday from 7 right here on Tone FM for The Alternative Show.
Thanks for being a great audience. This has been That's Entertainment, supported by Taunton Brewhouse. For live theatre, music, comedy, talks, workshops and more, visit tauntonbrewhouse.co.uk.
Listen when you want, how you want. This was a Tone FM Listen Again.
All rights reserved, 2023.